All right, up next, we'll move along to Arizona State coach Herb Sendak, and the Sun Devils are on the road at UCLA tomorrow night and then at USC on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Herb. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Cool. Hey, I just wondered, you know, the game Jordan had against UCLA last time out, what does he need to do to maybe sustain performances that are kind of close to that more often?
Well, that performance would be very difficult to perform. I mean, that
right.
To sustain, excuse me. He was absolutely spectacular that particular game in all ways. You know, that was just a special day for him. But he's had a really good year for us, and I think, you know, significantly he's improved every step of the way.
In what areas has he improved?
Well, he's really improved across the board. You know, he's somebody who didn't play basketball for 3 years, and so every experience he has, whether it's a film session, a practice, a game, just adds to his basketball base, his basketball foundation in important ways.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports Arizona.
Hey, Herb. Wonder if you have any rotation changes, lineup changes to help shore up the rebounding. I know Jacobson did a good job coming in last week. Especially against Washington, seemed to be a little difficult.
Yeah. Well, we've had a difficult time matching up with Washington on both occasions. Their physicality, their length, their rebounding prowess, you know, really bothered us and hurt us on both games. And certainly you have to give Washington a lot of credit. But it's not just a function of any one player. I mean, our whole team has to own that, Jack.
Sorry about my dogs.
That's all right. Better feed him, Jack.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, actually, you just addressed my question. It was going to be, is Washington just a bad matchup for you guys? I mean, is there anything you can, if you face them again, is there anything you can do better?
Yeah, we could block that a lot better, and I didn't think our defense was nearly up to what it needed to be. Our offense numbers, you know, at the end of the day, when you looked at the stat sheet, were fairly good. You know, we shot 48%. We played with 8 turnovers. But we gave up 48%, and we gave up, you know, too many second-chance opportunities. And, you know, you just don't have that room for error when you're going to shoot 50% from the foul line, go 6 for 12, like we did. On both nights that we've played Washington, they've been extraordinary at the foul line. They were 21 for 22 the first game, I believe, and then they were 13 for 15 the other night. So, you know, in tough games, you know, those points add up and make a difference. And, you know, I just thought, you know, in both games they beat us to balls. They out-rebounded us. And it's really not any more complicated than that.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Doug Holler, the Arizona Republic.
Herb, there are a lot of opinions out there about what you guys need to do to get into the NCAA tournament. As a coach, how hard is it to kind of shield your team from that, or you know, how do you address that?
Well, you know, we don't really have any intention or ability to shield them from that. You know, one of our goals is to make the tournament. We're doing our very best to accomplish that. Our guys watch TV. They're on the Internet. They talk to friends and, you know, people through the community. And so there's no way. They talk to the media. So there's no way you're going to shield them from that kind of discussion.
All right, we'll take one more question.
Your final question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Just following up on that, Herb, do you discuss that with the team? Do you let it lie and see how they handle it, or is it worth talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we discuss it insofar as they understand that, you know, any game at this point that we win enhances our chances, and any game that we lose, you know, takes away from our chances. I mean, it's, you know, pretty much that straightforward and simple. We've had that discussion, and, you know, they go into each game understanding that it's important, and, you know, we we need to do our best to try to win it.
All right, that'll do it. Herb, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll see you.